Good morning and welcome to today's daily devotion at Sunderland Ealing. I want to share with you from the Gospel of John, and it's in the first chapter, and I'm going to start at verse 35. The next day John was there again with two of his disciples when he saw Jesus passing by, and he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," replied Jesus, and you will see. So they went and they saw where he was staying, and they spent the day with him. It was then about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and to tell him, "We have found the Messiah." And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated as Peter. So actually here we see that Simon Peter was first introduced to Jesus by his brother Andrew. Now we've got to set the scene a little bit here. This is a time where the people of Galilee were hoping for a saviour, hoping for a Messiah. They were hoping for somebody to come and overrule the Roman Empire. They were waiting for somebody to come who was going to be victorious in battle. They were a people who were totally destroyed and dispirited. They had a hope and expectation of a kingdom to come. But at this time, they were so despondent, in a state of despair. The Roman rulers had totally destroyed the nation of Israel. It was scattered. And the people were in pretty desperate, a desperate state. And here is where we have John. John, who is, we read, he's wild-eyed, he's a bit of a radical, actually, because the message that he was bringing was a radical message. He was teaching of a whole deeper level, a whole different level of repentance. He was teaching of a much deeper cleansing. He was actually extolling the virtues of baptism and that full immersion. This was something that was quite radical to the Jewish people. He was declaring that the kingdom of God was near. He was declaring that, Jewish people, you need to get ready. You need to be prepared. To many, he was ignored. He was regarded as too radical, too wild. But Andrew was listening. And Andrew was following John. And so Andrew was there when John the Baptist, recognising Jesus as the Messiah, says, "Look there, there's the Lamb of God." And it was Andrew that first followed Jesus, wanted to see, wanted to find out. But can you imagine the scene later on in the day when Andrew, having spent a few hours with Jesus, runs back to Simon Peter? Can you imagine him? "Quick, come with me. Trust me, you've got to come and see. I've met this man. He's the Messiah." Peter must have thought maybe he was a bit crazy. But Andrew took Peter to Jesus. And Peter, he had a recognition. He had a realization of his own. Now, they didn't know very much. Andrew and Simon Peter, they knew the Torah. They weren't scholars. They didn't know the depth of the scriptures, but they knew some of it. But there was so much they didn't know, so much they didn't understand. They didn't know that this victorious Messiah was not going to be victorious in battle, but this guy was going to have an unjust trial, was going to be put to death on a bloody cross. His victory was going to come in the form of victory over death. There was going to be the coming of the Holy Spirit. At this time, Andrew and Simon Peter, they knew none of this. They understood nothing of what was to come. But they knew enough. They knew a little. And they knew enough to follow Jesus, to put their faith and their trust in him and to follow. Today, we might not know it all. We might not understand fully all of the scriptures. But do we know enough to follow? The rest will come. Jesus will reveal. The Holy Spirit will reveal things to us. And it's only when we reach heaven will we fully understand. But I ask you this morning, do you know enough to start to follow?